In it. Where do you live? Town?
Town? Are we live?
Yeah.
What's right, this is different. I'm doing a lead today. What's
In
going
it.
on, people? Welcome to another episode of Cut the Chat. I reckon Lee will join in a bit, but myself, Damon, Femi here. I'm in the car. I just left a screening of Bel-Air.
Chat to man, fam. What are you
Do you want to
saying?
know what it was like? You were saying.
Right, from the trailers,
Yeah.
I've always thought it's gonna bang. It's gonna be a different spin. Uncle Phil looks like he's militant, is about this life. No one like Hillary don't look ditzy, like, do you know what I mean? Like the first
Right.
one. It looks serious. Do you know what I mean? So hopefully people can watch it with like an open mind and not keep on comparing it to the first one. But you see, how many episodes did you watch today?
We just saw two episodes today. So the pilot episode and then the next episode after that. And I'm gonna go home and watch the third episode. Like it's I'm in. And obviously you guys know me, I'm a Fresh Prince absolute stan. So I was ready to be dissing it and saying that this is gonna be dead out. But this is actually pr very gripping. Like it's got sick nods to the original, but not like corny, like trying to be funny nods, just like you just notice little things like for instance, like in the theme song, yeah, in the original theme song, the longer version, he talks about drinking orange juice out of champagne glass. That's there. All of them little things, like then there's like you hear certain names like Carl Robinson, the judge, you know, the judge, Uncle Phil's old mentor. So I'm
Yeah.
going there deep. Like he's in a party, and then Lisa, she's in it. Like it's very good. They did very well. I'm really impressed. I'm very, you know what? And the youth that plays Will, he's quite good. He's quite decent. Big up to Jimmy Akinbola as well. He plays Jeffrey.
Jeffrey,
But
aka
he's
Femington.
no, but do you know what? The kind of the Jeffrey that they've got here, it's not like, so you know, like Jeffrey was like a posh
No,
British
this
guy.
one, this one about this life, isn't it?
This one's about it. Like he came from Jamaica, went to London for a bit. He's like, nah, it's hard. It's hard. I'm actually very excited by it. I want to see where they go with this. And you can tell like they touch on the issues, like, you know what I'm saying? Like it's kind of about, it's definitely like a lot of classism in it, bare racism, there's some drug use in there. It's good. It's very good. It's very
What you've
good.
got all of this in two episodes?
Trust me, in two episodes, like about like obviously trying to make it, but never forgetting where you come from is like the main message. You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes like we go out of our way to bust and like do amazing things like Femi, because Femi's rich. Where's Femi gone? And it's just about when you get to where you're trying to get to, not forgetting where you
Don't
came
draw
from.
me out. Well,
No, I
see
love
me,
you,
yeah.
Femi. Yeah.
Well, see all this when you get to where you get to, blah blah blah, yeah.
Gonna say that funny.
Who wants to be like, oh yeah, I made it out of the hood, but I'm still hood?
No, that's
Those
no,
people are
because
mad. I want to tell you
no,
now.
you're wrong, Femi, you're wrong, you're
Those
wrong. Let me
people are
explain something.
tapped.
Let me explain something wrong. Let me
They're
say
tapped,
that
Ace.
there's nothing wrong with making it enough money to get out of the hood and staying out of the hood. That's fine. But you always need to remember, because we all learn amazing things from poverty and where we came from and our humble beginnings that you wouldn't have learned if you had grown up with money. And that's the truth. And so it's about remembering where you came from. Also, so you don't go back there. But it's about staying true to yourself.
Okay,
Not
Ace.
about like when you hear when I hear rappers say,
Fenny,
when I hear rappers
Fenny.
say, no, when I hear rappers say, oh no, I'm still in the hood, I'm like, why, bro? You're a millionaire. That doesn't make sense. But you can easily remember where you like if you forgot where you came from, you probably wouldn't have the stories to tell. You probably wouldn't like you can't just drop out
So okay, so
the
Ace,
village,
so how do
Femi.
you
You
propose?
can't.
What do you mean remembering where you came from? Because you're never gonna forget where you came from. Are you talking about being out of the hood, but still kind of doing hood stuff or having a hood
Hold on
mentality?
one second. What's up? What's
Everyone, it's a
up?
change issue.
Nah, no change, my brother.
Don't mind.
Sorry, man. Apple Pay?
I don't want the man like that. Don't
Ace,
say
you're
sorry.
rude. You're a mocker.
Sorry. No, I'm gonna change it.
That's when you come out of the hood, yeah, and you start.
No. Anyway, my point. Damon, what was you saying?
You're brand new, Ace.
So basically, like what you know, what are you saying? Are you saying that man should aspire to come out of the hood, get out of the hood, but still have a kind of like hood mentality and still do hood things? And I don't mean hood things in a negative way. When I say hood things, I mean hood things like, I don't know, eating hard dough bread and fried planting or satin, or, do you know what I mean? Like,
100%. I think it's also like, you can move, you can move out of the hood, you can like go on to do amazing things, but you're always going to keep those lessons that you learned from the hood, surely.
Hey,
like,
you know what it is? Actually, what? I was being facetious, yeah? But we've never really unpacked that idea. Everyone's always saying, oh, never forget where you came from, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, in essence, is that remember humble beginnings, yeah?
100%.
Yeah, so, like, remember when you were boiling hot water in a kettle to get hot water to shower on, like, bucket baths and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
But we also need to remember not to stay there, never to go back there. Like, I've been working, yeah. I've been talking to some, like, some drill rappers, so, like, I've been trying to engage with the new generation in, like, this music doc I'm doing and a bunch of other things. And some of them are still very much hood. But you're rich. Why are you on the block?
Doesn't make sense.
It does make sense.
No, it doesn't. Do you know why? Because
I'm going to tell you why it makes sense. Because, you see, money, yeah? Money, like, money doesn't make the individual, innit? Money just allows you to buy better things than you had yesterday. But money doesn't actually make you as an individual. So, and especially if you've got that money fast. Yeah, you see this getting out of the hood thing? Yeah? People who make it out of the hood, it's a process. And they haven't gone from hood to not being in a hood. They've gone from... Okay, let's put it on a scale. They've gone from rock bottom to we can get takeaway a couple times a week now. To boy, we can touch a little mem and Laz or whatever. To we're eating in Hackathon. To boy, Novikov is a standard thing. It wasn't from zero to Novikov. You understand? When you go from zero to Novikov, your mentality is still zero. So you're still doing dumb, you're still doing silly things. You understand? So the money isn't really what's taking you out of the hood. It's your mindset, it's your mentality. And your mentality and your mindset is going to be of a state where you don't now know how to make money, you know how to keep your money. Do you know what I mean? Like a lot of gun.
But to be fair, I think you're right with the drill you use, yeah? But to be fair, with like say like Uncle Phil and them people there, yeah, there are a lot of black people that become middle class, and then is it Lee's thing echoing the team?
Yeah, it's definitely Lee.
Why is it me?
It's always you.
It's always you, bro.
I can't hear no echo.
Exactly.
It's either your headphones in or your headphones out. One of the two.
If you're the only person that can't hear echo, then it's definitely you.
But yeah, it's like people like Uncle Phil and them people. What happens is a lot of black people, like me and my friend came up with this like years ago, and I've spoken about it a lot. A lot of black people are ethnically black, i.e. they look black, but they're not culturally black. And I think that's what that's saying within the black community. I think that's what that saying is also a reference to. Because a lot of black people assimilate so much. Huh?
Lee, you've got to turn something down or turn something off.
Hey, man.
It is, bro.
A lot of black people assimilate so much that they forget that they're black.
Yeah. That's not the case in this, though. Uncle Phil definitely knows he's black. You should watch it. It's really good. But also, can I just say one last thing? I don't know if any rappers watch this, but if you are, I don't feel like we have a lot of rappers in our audience, but it's fine. But if you are a rapper and you make a lot of money and enough money to get out of the hood, you should really get out of the hood because you are now going to be food. Like, you think them man them that are rolling with you are going to watch you go Novikov forever on your own. Eventually, someone's going to turn on you. So,
no, but this is the thing. Them man there take all the man them Novikov, you know? That's why the money runs out quick.
So you got to understand, the hood is their inspo, isn't it? So if you take them man there out the hood, what are they going to do?
What do you mean? Yeah,
this is what I was saying about mentality.
That's their whole thing, isn't it? Like, they'll be in the ends. That's how they get creative, because they've been in that same, they have to believe themselves in that same position. If you go, like, if you move to the countryside and try and do what you're doing, it don't work. You need to be around. It's a system. It's like a drug dealer. Yeah, it's not about drug dealers don't sell drugs to buy houses. Well, the majority of them don't. It's a lifestyle. They smoke, they party, they drink, they buy jewels.
Do you know why that's not true? Do you know why that's not true? Most of the big MCs in this country don't live in the hood.
You're missing Lee's point. Because what Lee's trying to say, and I agree with you. You see how you're saying about, there's only so many times that you can go Novikov and your bridges ain't going to turn you and this and that and that. See if that is your mentality. Yeah. You see them, man, see if they go buy a Range Rover, yeah, or a G-Wagon or whatever. That's gangster to the people that they're around, because the people that they're around don't have them things. See if you go buy a G-Wagon and go move down to Holland Park or, you know, out in the suburbs where everybody's got that and everybody's got a Range. Nobody cares. These people need to be around people that care to validate them.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous, bro.
I'm
the only one that's poor, yeah? Or, like, I've got a brethren that's a rapper and I roll around with him. He takes me Novikov. I jump in his Range and then I go home and my mum's struggling to pay the gas bill. I'm going to look at, I'm not personally, but I'm just saying, like, you're going to start looking at your brethren like, raw, like, you can help me out. Or if you're not going to help me out, then I'm going to take it. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, they have to deal with their own reality, which is not the MC's reality.
I'm not disputing that. And I totally agree with you, but this is where I'm...
And also, what happens that one time when I can't bring you, and then you're going to feel away?
Absolutely, but this, it goes back to what I'm saying about mindset. And if your mindset's different, it's like what we saw with Jay-Z. We all know the moment that Jay-Z went from hood. His albums changed, his music changed, his whole, you understand? You know, and a lot of people said, oh, his music's not the same. And then the reality is, well, man can't talk about selling drugs for the rest of his life because he doesn't do that no more. Now man's talking about buying art. And you understand what I'm saying?
You know, like, who sells drugs a lot in their rap still? And I love it. I'm never going to lie.
Pusher.
Pusher does sell drugs.
Yeah.
All he does, yeah. You see Pusher T, like, every song is about selling drugs. It's like, you know, like...
He does it so artistically as well.
It's so fantastic, yeah.
He's the president of good music.
Fam, every single song is about cocaine.
Pushing white, 100%.
Every song.
You think he still does it though?
No way. Of course he doesn't.
No way.
You know what it is, Lee? He described the guy as, like, the subject matter, yeah? Even the other day, like, oh, my brethren was like, have you heard the new Pusha T song? I goes, yeah, what, the Diet Coke thing? What's he talking about? Pushing yayo.
All he does, bro. That's all he
apart from dissing Drake, yeah, which everyone's forgotten about. All of Pusha T's songs are about pushing. Yeah, he references Yayo in every rap he ever does. It's amazing. It's impressive. Can we talk about Cats, please?
Talk about what?
Cats lives matter.
Cats lives do matter, Femi. Cats lives do matter. What do you want to say, Femi? Because I spoke to you last week and you was itching to get on the podcast.
You know what it is?
To air your views.
You know what I've realized this week, yeah? Is that they've done research, yeah? And people get more upset about, in England, about cruelty to...
in the Western world, definitely,
about cruelty to animals, than they do to murder.
Well, let me pause you there.
You know, that's a fact.
No. They care more about domestic animals. Because within the last week, yeah, I've been doing, like, chatting to people, and it's like, hold on, wait. So a lot of people are upset, and they, well within their rights to be upset, about man volleying the cat, yeah. But yet, you man don't have the same energy when we're talking about fox hunting, banning fox hunting and all them things there.
Who wrote the tweet about, I think it was either Heady One or Tion Wayne. You shouldn't really get them two mixed up, because that's problems.
But Tion Wayne, it was Tion Wayne that said it about the horse riding.
About the horse riding. The man are whipping horses in front of the queen.
Mm-hmm.
And no one don't say nothing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's mad.
Thing with that, yeah. I think, because that come on top of a few years ago, and I think that they proved that the whipping of the horses don't actually cause any harm.
Yeah, they would love to prove that.
But how are they going to prove that? The horse told them it tickles. The horse told them it tickles.
I'm just telling you what they're saying, innit? Where they're whipping, the meaty part of the horse there, they can't really feel it. That's all I'm saying. I'm telling you what, you understand?
I've been whipped a few times and it hurt same way.
Yeah, but you kept on asking for more.
I didn't actually. I said stop.
So can I
use my say safe
word? No, guys. So last week I went to the football, yeah. At this time last week, I was falling asleep watching West Ham live. Imagine, it was such a boring match. But anyway, so obviously Zuma's playing. The news just came out that morning. I'm like, raw, Kurt Zuma's playing. Every time he got the ball, the Watford fans were booing him. And then, like, West Ham went ahead in the second half. And then his own fans started booing him. It's like they remembered.
do you know what? Do you think that there would have been this much? Like, obviously, there would have been a lot of noise about it. But I feel like the fact that they played him the next day added to the noise.
I think he
could have just, like, they shouldn't have played him. No way.
They can't afford not to play him, man.
Well,
not the next day. No way.
Ace. This is about money. This is all about money. Day. They can't afford to be paying him them big wages and then not playing it.
If he missed two games, yeah, this might have just been blown under the carpet. But the next day, it's like you're saying, oh, we don't give a shit. Like, yeah,
well, just be honest. If he was your player, would you not play him?
No, you can't play him.
I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't.
But then you got to face you might have to face being sacked a couple of games down the line if you're not winning.
Yeah, but remember,
the board should say don't play him.
Do you think that anyone cares when you lose your job for not paying him? Do you think that the people come and they do a ballot for you and throw some change in there and say, well, you've done the right thing? No one cares. You got to protect yourself.
This is the thing, yeah. The backlash that the club has got from their fans and sponsors, yeah, for playing him is probably worse
but than what would happen. Go away. That will go away. As long as they're winning, that will go away. If they're losing, it's going to be a problem. If they're winning and they end up in Champions League, no one cares. No one cares.
See, I hear you.
It's worth the risk. Look, as a businessman, I would have played him. I would have been like, no, I can't afford. It's not like an average man. He's the most expensive player in their team, isn't it? Wow. He's on the highest wages.
Listen. They played him.
What's your issue? What's your issue, Femi? Because you've got more to say about this.
No. My main issue is, like, they played him, obviously. And I agree with Lee. Like, I just thought, you know, he apologized. I thought we could move on. But it turns out, yeah, you see this country, yeah? They donate £43 million a year annually, this people from this country, to the donkey sanctuary.
What, Femi, did you just find that?
Yeah.
Is that your goodie bag from...
I just found... Well, we're quite jealous. Anyway, they donate that much money to the donkey factory, sanctuary per year. 43 million, bro.
What, to donkeys?
Yeah, to rescue donkeys and that.
Donkeys from where?
No, just the Donkey Sanctuary, the organization.
Okay, listen, you can't be giving a organization 43 million and not know where they're rescuing these donkeys.
I don't know. I don't give them the money. The country does. This is Ace how much is that organization raises.
Ace, is why are you showing off? Ace, is that book signed?
You know, we can barely see what you're holding up other than the book here. But you know what I want to happen? I want the man that you just mugged off about Apple Pay to come and open your door and clap all of them things and run off.
That's funny. But yeah, man, I just think this week has proven that actually animal...
They put cocoa butter in there. They're disrespect.
Have you seen Ace's hands?
They put cocoa butter in his hamper.
They knew Ace was coming. What's that? The soundtrack? Ace, you're on mute. We can't hear you. Look at his big, dry hands. Look at him. We still can't hear you, Ace. What do you mean, why not? There's no point saying why not when we say we can't hear you.
Oh, sorry, I turned it off by accident.
Okay, better.
Better.
So what was that you showing us? Because we didn't know. We saw the book and we saw the cream.
There's a book. There's some hot sauce in there. Boom, hot sauce. Boom. Make your chicken go boom. Make your chicken go boom. And there's some hand sanitizer and a book and some chocolate. And a flyer. That's it. Big up to that grape juice, Sam and them man there. Good peoples. I saw a lot of people today.
Go on.
So we're talking about cats. So go on.
I think the main thing is that actually it really didn't occur to me that people love their animals so much. People love pets so much. And like there was more outrage about that. I remember I was trying to explain it. I was talking to so I went to the football with this guy that's also in the edit in where I'm editing my show. And so then I was talking to him the next day and I goes, oh, do you know what? People are comparing it to racism. And do you know what he said? He said, yeah, but the cats can't defend themselves. Do you know, since then, I've not even been able to check for that brother properly.
Is he a black man?
Nah.
Do you know when I realised that this country loved animals? Do you remember when the old woman put the cat in the bin?
Yeah.
Do you remember that video and they were trying to hunt her down? Like, who's this woman?
Yeah.
And I feel like she did it by accident. It was just like, she just lost her mind for a second. And she put her cat in the bin.
Look.
No, it wasn't her cat. It was the neighbor's cat.
It was the neighbor's cat. But let's not move like we advocate animal cruelty.
No, because, we don't.
Yeah. So we need to understand, yeah, that none of us are condoning what the cat lady's done or Kurt Zoom has done. Yeah, because both
racism
of them,
is worse. Racism.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. There should be no comparison. Nothing should be compared.
But it was made. That footballer made it. That Kirkland.
Of course. But the thing is, you see, my man. Yeah, this is what I realized, and this is why we can't really take the bait. Because them man, you see them man there. Over the last couple of years, what have we had? When was the Euros?
Summer.
Last summer. Yeah? So the Euros, England's best chance of winning anything since 1966, yeah?
Hold them again.
Yeah. Best closest chance. Did you ever hear anyone draw for my man to interview him about anything? Yeah. But all of a sudden, yeah, man half follies a cat and then he's who you find to talk about it. Nobody else to talk about it. See that man there, like, Chris Kirtland, who even are you, bro? Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. He was well and happy to be on the news and do his little idiot interview, little 5 minutes of fame. Shut your mouth. Can't take things like that dead man they say. Can't take them things seriously. No way. As I said, not condoning it. Like, I do believe that Mima should be punished. Yeah.
What is a suitable punishment?
It's 250 racks. That's like how long is a piece of string?
Oh, that's how much he's paid, isn't it?
That was 2 weeks' wages, isn't it?
Two weeks' wages.
How many games suspension?
Fam, huh? I don't think it should be suspended.
I don't think it should be suspended.
Just the fine.
Bro, yeah, just 150 racks. You know, like, you know, man, say it, yeah, in relation to footballers, yeah? Like, it's no nothing, money. But, bro, do you know 250 racks, yeah?
That's a quarter of a million. That's
bro, do you million. Know, like, people don't make that, bro?
That's a yard. That's 100%.
A yard. That's a yard anywhere outside London. Three bedrooms.
100%. 100%.
In Birmingham, you can buy a yard in town.
In Birmingham, you can buy the boring.
Hey, you're not listening to Lee. Lee, say that one again, still.
You can buy the whole boring.
Yeah, the whole thing.
The whole thing. With Selfridges. With Selfridges.
Sugar sweet on top.
You know the man's there.
The man said with Selfridges.
That is mad.
I mean, that's and his brother lost his whole job.
Did
his brother lose his job?
His brother plays for Dagenham and Redbridge and he got kicked off the team.
No, he got suspended, no?
No, I think he's out of the team.
He's out of the team.
I think he's suspended. For me, look that up. I think he's out of the team for filming it.
Bro,
that is mad.
It's a silly thing to put on Snapchat.
This is the thing. This is what I realized. Yeah.
So can we talk about these youths filming everything, please?
Thank you. This is the thing, bro. These youths, yeah, need to get to the point where they have a bucket by the front door. Anyone that comes in the house, put your phone in the bucket because it's just stupid. Like, what are you like? And this, bro, I've said this for years. Yeah, these people are just stupid young people with far too much money. And you see, when you've got too much money and boredom sets in, you start doing stupid things for just brainless entertainment. Absolute stupid thing. Yeah. Stop filming yourselves. It's just dumb.
For real though, but why? I don't understand. Why would you film your brother doing that to a cat and put it on your Snapchat? Why would you do? I don't understand. What was going through your mind when you did that? To be fair, for such stupidity, he deserved to lose his job. Because that, what good is going to come of that?
They think it's funny, innit? It's like, look, there's different levels of banter, innit? Do you know what I mean? You see, when you got Pete, I remember, years ago, I was catching some guy who played for Portsmouth when they was in the Prem, and they had a bet, that I basically after training, whoever's the last person to the restaurant, out of the whole team, whoever's the last person, that last person is paying the bill, for the whole thing.
Baby food though.
Say it again.
That's baby food though.
Yeah, but you know, depending on where they're eating, like them and I don't want to lose the bet.
Of course.
They just don't want to lose the bet. Anyway, so one of the footballers is driving, and he's realizing that he ain't near the front. He just drove through a park. He just drove through a park.
What an idiot.
But you see how Finsbury Park is. Where you can drive, you can bus in from the bottom, where Lidl's is and all that, KFC, and go all, just drove across the grass, through the park to get, you see, that's what I'm talking about. Man, that's got too much money, more money than sense. Do you know what I mean? More money than sense. These are the things that they do, but I'm not going to lie. If I was young and I had their kind of pee, I'd probably do the same kind of thing. Probably would, because my.
I feel like you do that now. I feel like you do something like that now. If you had like endless pee, you would bust red lights, everything. I'll pay the fine. Hey, you'd be parking on double yellows, all of that shit. Tell the truth.
Forget busting red lights. Do you know how many times I just want to take my car into the park next door to where I live, and just move recklessly.
Buy some donuts.
Hey, and you see that the caretaker? He drives his car into the park. And I'm like, one night I might just do that, you know?
Why? What for?
Because them was like a white man at heart, you know. That's what white people like to do: sit in their car and then, you know, put the foot on the accelerator,
rev it up, listen to it, where it gives them a boner,
in it.
What? All right, Ace. All right, man. All right, calm down. Super Bowl. Did anyone see the halftime show?
Should I pretend that I am?
I actually tried to stay up to watch the game because I was like, by hook or by crook, I'm going to understand this American football team.
Wait, wait, wait. By what?
By hook or by hawk. Crook?
He said hawk.
He did it. He did it.
I heard you say hawk.
I say hawk. By yeah, hawk or by crook. I want to really understand American football. Like, I want to understand why they love it so much. Like, what is it about this game? Like, I know the fundamentals, but why is it so exciting? You know what's mad? The man stopping every 5 minutes.
Let me tell you something.
Every 4 minutes.
Let me
long.
Tell you something about American football, about the Super Bowl, yeah. From start to finish, I think the whole event is 3 hours, yeah. Do you know how long that American football is in play for?
Half an hour?
20 minutes. Yeah. About 30 seconds.
11 minutes.
And I believe that. 100% believe that.
11
seconds. So, yeah, I feel
it's, online. It's 11 minutes.
It's in play for 11 minutes.
Because there's a lot of times where they're on the football, they're on the field, but the clock's just running down, but the play hasn't actually started. But the actual ball is in play.
Yeah. You have to think about it as well. They only have, they on each down, they only have to move the, they only have to get the ball 10 yards. 10 yards. That's yeah. nothing, really.
And, like, then, and then moving that 10 yards is about 4 seconds.
Yeah, it's a joke.
Four, five
I couldn't
seconds.
Watch it. I fell asleep, man. And then I woke up in the morning and watched the Super Bowl, the halftime performance.
What do you think about the halftime performance?
Phenomenal. Phenomenal. One of the best ones I've ever seen.
I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
You know what, right? It was one of the best ones just because it was just fully black. But my
Beyonce's one was fully black, man. Let's not rub up Beyonce's
chart. I'm not disputing that. Absolutely.
Said it was fully black.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I think
Eminem's not black, you know.
I think Beyonce's one was the best one. I think Beyonce was the best one.
Did you ever see MJ? Did you ever see MJ?
No.
Yeah, MJ smashed it.
I can't remember.
MJ fucked
did,
it
did
up.
You ever see, did I you can't ever see Nelly's one back in the day?
With NSYNC?
Nelly's one was good as well, yeah. though, back in the day.
I didn't love that. I like Bruno and Beyonce.
Bruno, MJ. Beyonce, and Coldplay. That was hard as well.
What about J-Lo?
I don't remember
J-Lo. Watch it.
J-Lo was last year, innit?
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
Oh, is it?
You know what,
you see the J-Lo one? That was the J-Lo one was banging in South America. You know, in Brazil and them places.
Yeah, of course, they were loving it. Timberlake was good as well. That was the year before.
We're ripped off the titty.
No, that was ages ago. You thought I'd be mad explicit today, innit?
You know what's mad is they let Justin Timberlake come back and do the Super Bowl. So, have you guys watched the Janet documentary yet?
Not yet.
Anyway, she basically almost got blackballed for that whole Super Bowl thing, yeah. Even though Justin Timberlake was in on it, yeah, and he knew Wagwan. But they still invited him to come back and do it. And even though
that, you see that whole thing, back. Yeah. I didn't understand how they ran with the narrative of
it was a malfunction.
It was a malfunction. That baffled me that what you lot said this. Their man was moving like Boris Johnson back then. Oh, this is what happened, and you man believe it.
We knew it wasn't a malfunction when she decorated the nipple. You can't decorate your nipple if it's a malf. Like what? What your nipples is gonna be decorated underneath your bra? Like you wanted someone to see that, surely.
Lee,
for the people that don't know, can you just go through this because you're just talking like everyone should know what you're talking about.
Everyone knows, man. Basically, Janet Jackson had a Super Bowl performance, and they wanted to end with something big. So. Her and her team said, look, at the end of the performance, Justin, you're going to rip off one of my, what do you call this?
Just half of the top of her.
Half of my top, top, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And she had her boob hanging out at the end of the performance and Justin Timberlake just ripped it off, yeah. So, because it's the NFL and it's America's game and there's loads of kids watching and it was, what was the name of the network? Was it NBC? One of the networks.
ABC or NBC.
They were in conjunction with MTV. MTV were the ones that put together the Super Bowl halftime show. They went mad, like, oh my God, you can't have a titty on TV on a Sunday afternoon. Mm. And Janet Jackson was like, oh, sorry, it was a wardrobe malfunction, but it kind of wasn't. And she got a lot of flack for it. Like, she was getting ripped by loads of different people. They blackballed her. She got loads of things cancelled and nothing happened to Justin Timberlake, even though he was the one that actually exposed the breast.
Racism's real, man. Let's move on.
Well, the halftime show. The highlight for me is you see Snoop Dogg here.
He's
the more I see Snoop Dogg, the more he's becoming my favorite person in rap. Right
that's
now,
my dad, that's my dad's favorite rapper.
He's not my favorite rapper, but he's just becoming the fam. The way he was crit walking on stage,
amazing.
Oh god.
Yeah, it's like he invented it, isn't it? It's like Michael Jackson doing the moonwalk. You ain't never seen no one do it as good as them.
He's the best.
That crit walk was cold. The best.
Did you see the video of him bunning the biggest suit before he went on stage?
You know when you're just trying to take two tugs before you go on? He was at the back. He had to bun the whole suit in four pulls. I was like, this guy's...
And he still looked fresh. He didn't... Yeah. Nah, he's sick. He's sick. Yeah. All of it was sick, man. Kendrick, I thought, was sick. Even 50 hanging upside down.
But why did 50 come down in the tight white vest and skinny jeans? When I saw him, I was like, brother, that vest is too small for you. And why have you got skinny jeans on, bro? He just looked like he was struggling.
Killing him.
He looked like he was struggling, bro. You know them ones there? You can just see. Clothes were too tight. Too tight. Imagine him how he was hanging upside down for a little while as well. He must have had a head rush.
Yeah, for
real. Did you listen to him rapping? He was under pressure. Under pressure. But I rate it. You got to rate it.
It was cold, though. It was cold. It was cold.
Man. Mary, what do you guys think about Eminem taking a knee?
Yeah, I love that.
They asked him not to do it, and he still did it.
Rago, what can they do to him? He don't care.
Yeah, for real.
You know what's mad?
You know, when you're white, yeah, you could do things like
you can do them things. That's that white privilege. You just want it.
You know what makes it even worse? Yeah, he's old. You see, when you're old and white, you don't care.
Man's 50.
Like, what's as you said, what's gonna happen to him?
Bro, they can't
destroy his career.
In it, they can't. You know what I'm saying?
Guys, Eminem's 50.
How old is
lying.
Eminem?
Yeah, no, he's like 40.
I reckon he's like 45, 46.
Google it.
I'm going to say 46.
No, he's 49.
He's 49.
Yes, fam.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yes, fam.
How old is Snoop?
50.
He's probably the same age as Eminem. I swear.
I think Snoop's probably about 62 years old.
He's a granddad, isn't it? Snoop's a granddad. He's about 50.
No, 50 Snoop's a year older than Eminem.
So he's 50.
Wow. I suppose they're all in that ear, innit? They're all the same.
But Dre, I swear Dre's 60, though, innit?
Yeah, Dre must be 60.
Dre's 60.
He's 52. Do you know what I realized, yeah, the other day?
No, Dre's not 60.
Do you know what I realized the other day, though? Is that it's lit to be like pushing 50 now. You know, when we were young, 50 year olds were mad old. Now you see these men, they're making the 50 the in thing. I'm not even gonna lie. Jay-Z's in his 50s. Like, them men are still aspirational. You see, like, young men want to be Jay-Z.
You know what it is? Do you know what it is? Yeah, it's not even about them super rich people. You see, when we was younger and we looked at, there wasn't nothing for our parents to do. So our parents just looked old. Like, brother, I think I see my dad a little while ago, yeah. My dad had on some Nike Air Max and some Nike tracksuit on. So I'm out there questioning him, like, dad, what are you doing wearing that? Telling me about all of the youths up in Manchester's wearing this. I said, you're not one of them, dad. Yeah, you know I mean, like, you see us, we're out. We'll be out at least once a month at some kind of bar or restaurant or event, at least once a month. Femi, you're out probably about 3 or 4 times a week. And I'm not even trying to draw you out. I'm just talking about your work, whatever. You understand what I'm saying? But we're active. We're active and we're going to stay being active. Our parents, fam, their man would just go work and come home.
Oh, yeah, my dad's got that JD Sports night bag. You know the ones all the youths got with it. You know that he's got that. That's where he keeps his weed. What are you doing with this bag, Pops? What are you doing with this bag? The big night tick.
Hold on, wait, wait. What bag? The plastic thing that man put across their chest like that?
Yeah, you know the leather thing, the Nike one. They all use
the little clothes. Man bags. The little
it's the one they get. It's the one they get before they can get the fake Louis. They get the normal Nike one. I think it must be about £15. He's got that. I see him rolling in it like he had a gun trust in it. Me, or
I'm telling man, yeah, there's being in your 50s has never been so cool.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sorry, can I quickly throw back to Bel Air, which I thought was cool. Yeah. So obviously it's set in nowadays. So Uncle Phil as the older, remember like Uncle Phil from Fresh Prince, he was listening to Motown and that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
This Uncle Phil goes into his office. He's playing Tribe Called Quest and Wu Tang, and he's playing. He's got vinyls. It's sick. Nah, it's sick. Go watch it. I want to roll.
When's it out?
I think it's out now.
Is it out now?
Right, it comes out every Friday on Sky.
Oh, is it? So is the first episode out?
Well, basically, if you can find the fact there's links that you can watch it out. You can watch the first three episodes online now.
Somewhere. Hold on.
Is it going to go straight to Netflix?
Sky. It's on Sky.
It's on Sky.
What is it? That Sky Peacock thing? Peacock town.
Atlanta. It's Peacock in America, but I think... Is Sky Peacock here? It's not, is it?
No.
No, it's on Now TV here.
I was on Now TV. I got Now TV.
Yeah. Man, ain't got Now TV. There's too many of them things going on, cuz.
I know what's in your house. You can watch it.
Brother.
You got that black box. I got everything on it.
I put that thing on the other day, yeah. I clicked on the screen. Brother. There were so many different TV channels on this thing, yeah. I just come off and I just watched the news, cuz. I watched the news. Fam, it's too much. Yeah. It's hard work.
I stayed up. When I was at home recovering, I mastered all the channels, bruv. I know where everything is that I want to watch. Everything. Absolutely everything.
It's mad. It is mad, though.
Boxing is my thing now, though.
What?
I love boxing now. I don't know. I watch boxing every week.
Can we go boxing?
What, to actually do it?
Hey, one of my customers is fighting on the 25th. White collar fight. You want to come?
Yes, 100%.
It's a Friday night. It's not Friday coming. It's next Friday.
I've been watching the build up to Amir Khan and Kell Brook here. And that Gloves Are Off program is one of my favorite. I went back and watched all the Gloves Are Off for everyone. But sitting face to face. What the idea, yeah, of sitting face to face with a man and telling him you're gonna punch him in his face, yeah, is amazing. Sitting this close to somebody and looking him in the face and being like, I'm gonna brock you up, is amazing to me. It's so funny. It's like real comedy. And especially when you say something to a man and he's got nothing to say. You'd be like, yeah, but you got knocked out in your last fight. And man's just like...
hey, you know what's mad,
it's the best.
You know what brought that thing to light? Because it's always been around. It's Dylan White and AJ. See when Dylan White was telling man about I lent you my trousers.
Jeans.
I lent you my jeans.
Did you watch the one the other day with Chris Eubank Jr. and Liam Williams?
Nah.
Do you know what? I like Chris Eubank Jr., you know. He's got swag, man. And the guy was going to him, I just don't like him. And he was going, Eubank Jr. was going, it's the jacket in it. You can't get one of these jackets. He goes, you can't get one of these jackets. He's cold. That's my favorite shot at the moment. Sorry. The Gloves Are Off. Just sit in front of a man and tell him you're gonna punch him in his face. Oh shit. I'd flip the table, bro.
It's a liberty. Well, man done that, innit? Man done all of that. But fair enough.
I told you about my show that no one responded. Pam and Tommy.
Do you know what? I heard it's good, you know. I heard the cast is really good.
Heavy! There's four episodes.
I just don't care about them at the moment.
Huh?
I don't care about them enough to watch it.
No, but do you know what it was? Do you know what it is? It's the breakdown of how the sex tape came out. That's what it's about. That's what it really is. And it gives you an insight on, you know that they never rated Pam in it, like acting-wise. Like yeah, Baywatch. Yeah.
Think about what she's done since Baywatch.
Just barbed wire, isn't it?
She just boobs.
No, but the thing is, Baywatch used to cut her lines. That's how bad it was.
I don't know what.
Nah, Femi. Femi's rude.
Why did Femi find that so funny?
No, Femi, because, Femi's like, I've done that to Bear Man myself.
You know what it is? You know what it is? Baywatch is so basic, yeah? The whole program is basic. Are they cutting your lines?
They cut her lines. That's she funny. Would turn up and they would just cut her lines, yeah? And, bro, you got to watch it, man. That Tommy is a rock and roller, boy. Because he's a cunt, but he loved her off, innit? But the whole tape coming out and how this is like at the beginning of the internet, innit? Because they knew they had to make money, but they couldn't sell the rights without them signing it off, innit? So they had to work out a way to make money off the tape. I don't want to spoil it, but just the process.
They made extra tape. They had to make extra. They had to make more, innit?
No. So what happened is they basically used the internet when it first came out, where no one was kind of like they knew that 60 million people knew about internet. So they was trying to get investors to kind of whatever. But the guy who brought out the tape, you got to see why he brought out the tape. He didn't bring out tape for no reason. There's a process to why he brought out the tape. And then that's how this whole thing. Do you get what I'm saying? It's only four episodes, but it's good. It will hold you. And the girl that plays Pamela Anderson, in real life, she looks nothing like her. But in the show, she's bang on. What? Bang on. And Pamela Anderson was my babe back in the day.
Also, can we... Genius, you guys should watch that.
What's it called?
Genius, the Kanye West documentary.
What's it on?
It's on Netflix.
Okay.
Is it out? Yeah, I think it's out. I saw the first two episodes.
I think it's out today or tomorrow.
It's good. It's good. Like
Genius, yeah?
Yeah. We're tired. We don't want to. We're tired. We're getting too much Kanye at the moment.
Nah, this is good. We're tired. Do you know why you'll enjoy it, though?
We are tired.
Why you'll enjoy it is because this is the Kanye that we actually liked.
It's like. We are exhausted.
This is Kanye before he was even signed.
Or is it?
Fed up.
I'm tired, man. It's too much, bro. You're arguing with your missus. We're tired.
You know what?
He broke up with the missus to beg her back every day. That's long.
Every day. And then this, and then he doesn't even know what he wants.
And then you're sending goons after my man. That's not
jolting. Jolting.
That's not fair.
Big man ting. Like, relax, man. We're tired, man.
I do like Kanye, though. I'm not going to lie. I just don't like
him. I like Kanye a lot. I just think he's a clown. I think he's a bit of a clown.
Yeah, he clowns himself. That's what it is.
You know what
it is? I wanted to take his phone away from him.
He says, like, super intelligent stuff, like, every so often. But generally speaking, I just think it's all a bit too much, man. Like, we're just tired. We don't want you to be dissing King every day.
Britney Spears' dad needs to take the power for him.
That's
hilarious. What are you saying?
We need him back. Yeah, we need him back to take over the power. Take over the power for a few years.
The conservatorship.
That's what he needs, boy. So you can't talk for a while.
I've got a relationship corner. I am tired. I've got a relationship
You're
corner.
Tired.
It's not even like a man just got at man and said, yo, run my little problem, please, and get my missus to fix up.
Mm-mm.
So I'm like, all right, cool. Obviously, Valentine's Day now.
Valentine's Day.
Man's done the thing. Yeah. Flowers, chocolates, teddy bear, all of that. Let me not go into that yet. Let me tell you what I saw on Valentine's Day, and I felt it for the brother. So I'm driving down the road, and I see a guy driving towards me, yeah? But I've noticed that he's got bare balloons in his car. Like, you know, when you pack out your whole car of balloons, he's got bare balloons in his car. For some strange reason, yeah, the brother decided to open the sunroof.
They're gone.
Gone.
What a idiot.
This is one of the things that I wanted to chat to you about on Trim Talk, because it was on Holloway Road, but man's pulled up and he's scrambling, trying to grab them and all of that kind of, like, he must have lost about six or seven of them.
Yeah, he's got to take a picture and send it to This is
right. So now moving on to the relationship.
No, nah, he's got to go back and buy it again because that's an idiot thing.
Brother, the fact that you know how much them things cost?
Yeah.
But he's an idiot.
He's an idiot for that. Who does that?
Boy.
He should have taken a picture.
So already he's losing credit. So let's go. Let's carry on going. this guy already said that his girl's an idiot.
No, this is two different things. I just remembered that. Anyway, this guy now, he's done the flowers, he's done the he's done the chocolates, he's done the teddy bear. Bosh. Yeah. Sent the thing now. Yeah, sent the thing. Ain't heard nothing from his missus all day. Yeah, goes to check his missus. Yeah, because he's taking her out for dinner. She's landed at after work. Missus is in a bit of a mood, yeah. So he's like, well, I'll go on for you. But yeah, he ain't really trying to bust the whole, yeah, did you like what I got you? So they're rolling, but she hasn't said nothing about what he sent her. So then he's like, no, what I want for you? Like, did you not get what I sent you today? She's like, no. He's like, what are you talking about? Like, I sent you flowers, I sent you chocolates, bloody, bloody, blah. She's like, no, I got nothing. He's like, no, you're chatting shit, something, yeah. Anyway, goes into it. She's now on some, you must have sent it to somebody else. You must have got a mistake and you must have sent it to your side thing, this and that and that. They're having a full-blown argument. When things calm down, yeah, she then realizes, hold on, I did see my neighbor get a delivery. Yeah, so my neighbor get a delivery. They've gone home. They've gone to the restaurant, eating food. It's all frosty. It's very, very frosty. Yeah, because they're just arguing about this back and forth. Gets home now. Imagine she's gone to the neighbor and asked the neighbor, did you get a delivery of flowers, chocolates, and a teddy bear? Imagine the neighbor said yes. Yeah. So she's like, okay, that was for me. The neighbor's like, nah, it was for me. So now these two are going back and forth about who's it for. Yeah. Obviously, my man didn't sign it with his name. He signed it with, this is exactly what he signed it with.
Valentine.
The special one. He signed it like that, with the special one, yeah. Well, I don't know.
So what's the name that she got the flowers from then? Her partner?
She's just saying she's not getting it back.
No, just that's dead. To keep it.
That is dead. That is dead. How can your neighbor keep flowers? That is dead.
The neighbor's a tramp, man.
Tramp. That has got to be the lowest.
What if the neighbor actually thinks it's theirs?
This is the thing, Ace. The neighbor does genuinely.
Because
you see this whole Valentine's thing. Bare people get things from people that they don't really know, you know. So the neighbor's on some. The neighbor's on some.
Have you man ever done a secret admirer thing?
No, I've never done that.
No.
Nah.
Nah.
The neighbor probably called her link, yeah, and was like, oh, did you send me? Oh, thanks for the flowers. And her link was just like, yeah, it's cool, man. It's cool. Like, just claimed it. You would do that. Not me, but someone would do that. Just claim it. You don't have to do it, no?
Nah, that's dead.
So my man's basically like, oi, man, then tell my missus to fix up, yeah. Because the night was sour, it's all frosty, and she keeps on talking about, you must have sent it to your, all of that talk about you must have sent it to your side chick. He's like, no, you need to apologize. So he's like, yeah, you man, tell her to fix up and apologize.
You know what? His missus don't rate him, innit? His missus don't rate him. Do you know why? Because if I told my missus that story, yeah, and I said to her, look, you've gone to the neighbors, she'd believe me. She'd be like, yeah, that's something you would do, so, right, it. And then we would have a cunning plan to get the neighbor back. But the fact that his missus has said nah and done all of that at dinner, bruv, you're mad. She ain't rating him. You think if I went to dinner with my missus and she's moving mad, I'm gonna order something and I'm gonna leave her in the restaurant and walk away. I'm gonna walk away. I meet her back
just
at home.
Just Just out of interest, what would you and your missus kind of plan B to get the neighbors back?
When she's not in, I'm going in that yard and I'm taking some things.
How?
That's breaking an entry, bro.
I'm from the hood. I was born a crook. That's what I do. If they have to bring me back to them old ways, you know, things like this. You know, like when packages come to the yard, she ain't getting them. When our packages come to the yard, she ain't getting them. Standard. I'll get them back. I won't break into the yard, but listen, I'm better a friend, neighbor, than an enemy. Trust me.
Imagine now my man was just lying and you've done all this. Like, you just have to, you know, you just have to carry on the lie.
Long, bruv. Yeah, man, I'll poison our plants. I'll debate things, boy. Graffiti on the window.
Man said poison the plants.
I pour milk through the letterbox.
What is wrong with you?
Milk, things, milk.
Yeah.
My
brother said that one time he was seeing a girl and he locked her off and she poured milk through his letterbox and he said it stunk. Because he was away when she did it, and when it came back, it fermented. So it was like yogurt. Stunk up the whole hallway. And he had carpet. He had carpet, he said.
That's fuckery. That's fuckery.
It was probably the full fat blue top as well.
You know why you shouldn't have told that story? You're giving bare people ideas. Bare people are getting ideas.
Poured it through the letterbox, you know. He was brewing.
Blue top, you know.
Mm-hmm. Full of fat things. Anyone that you know that drinks blue top to this day, they got problems, man, because you shouldn't be able to digest that. As a full adult, you should not be able to digest blue top. Furthermore, even drink milk, full stop.
You don't drink milk?
No, I can't drink milk. Are you mad? That comes straight out of my batty crease. The same way it went in.
Liquid. You drink coffee, though. You drink coffee, right?
I don't drink coffee. No, it messes up my belly. I don't. If I drink coffee, I'll get oat milk anyway or soya.
Oh.
But I can't drink dairy like that no more, man. You can eat that when you're you with the Rice Krispies. Not now, boy. You must be crazy, bro. Like I said, come out like water. All
right,
Warm water, like soup. Oxtail gravy.
All right, guys, I need to go home. I'm sitting in my car in the middle of town.
I need to write that one down. Man said oxtail gravy. Yo, I still got it, man.
Lee, I'm done with you, blood. I'm done with you.
Guys, can I go?
Yeah, do your thing
and have
money to make.
Bless
up.
Of
course you can.
My name. Love you. Until next week. Rate, subscribe, comment. Okay, look after the thing.
Peace.
Done now.
Bye, YouTube family.